It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Colorado schools are opening today, and Governor Polis is asking families to be vigilant if they think their child may have COVID-19.
If your child has symptoms, consult your doctor, get tested if it's needed. Tests are free, quick, and easy. If you don't do that, that a small irresponsible act of sending a kid with a runny nose to school might lead to your whole school closing.
Classes begin in Douglas County and Colorado Springs District 11 today with a mix of remote and in-person learning. Colorado universities, including CU Boulder and Colorado State, begin their fall semesters today. CPR's Paolo Schalciter reports.
Several health precautions are being taken by colleges in order to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, including socially distanced classes and widespread testing for people on campus. The pandemic has devastated the budgets of higher education across the state due to lower than average enrollment. Several universities have enacted furloughs and pay cuts in an effort to reduce their deficit. I'm Paolo Schalciter, CPR News.
Vehicle registrations are down in Colorado. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The market for cars and trucks has taken a hit. New vehicle registrations dropped nearly 18% through July compared to the same period last year, according to data from the Colorado Auto Dealers Association. Cars fell particularly hard, down nearly 37%, due in large part to the pandemic's effect on the economy. But the association says that the overall decline has started to level off. Colorado's used vehicle market also fell more than 20% compared to this time last year. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
There is expanded hunting access at some national wildlife refuges in Colorado. Hunters at Browns Park and Monte Vista refuges can shoot for big game, including moose and elk. The Interior Department is opening access to wildlife refuges and fish hatcheries around the country. This is CPR News.